Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we are.
We're here.
We're in the bed.
The bed.
We're trying this from the bed on the iPad.
And we're doing the wrinkled sheets.
And it's truly wrinkled sheets.
I don't iron the sheets.
Do what?
I don't iron the sheets.
You don't really need to, because if you lay on them and your body heats up, you kind of automatically iron it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. You sound stuffy.
I do?
Like a little, like, robot-y.
My nose does?
No.
I am talking very robot-y for the yes. podcast.
Yes.
I am moving.
Not stuffy, like nasally, but stuffy personality.
Oh. I'm a very stuffy person.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I lift my little finger when I take a sip of my cheap-ass beer.
You don't drink beer.
That's true. Well, you're eating ice cream in bed.
That's what I do. Don't judge me.
Princess.
Are you calling me princess?
A princess? I'm eating ice cream in bed.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm really full from the homemade pizza you made me.
That's what love is.
Love is a homemade pizza? There's a bumper sticker for you. Love is a homemade pizza.
I found a recipe that was supposed to be very similar to the California Pizza Kitchen's barbecue chicken pizza. Was it pretty similar?
It was very, very tasty.
Was it similar to California Pizza Kitchen?
It was very tasty. No, it was very good. You used the chicken and the carrots and everything like that, but...
There's no carrots.
Oh, the onions. It was onions that looked like carrots. Something went horribly wrong. No.
So it didn't taste
like California. No, it was really good. No, it good. It was very tasty. It tasted like barbecue chicken pizza.
Grr, answer my question.
It tasted exactly like California Pizza Kitchen. It was CP.
I don't believe you.
It was CPK without the exorbitant bill.
CPK is not expensive, is it?
It is if you do it. We get a pizza, and then you get the chopped salad like we like. And So what ice cream are you eating in bed, princess?
Half-baked Froyo.
What are you, high?
Froyo, half-baked.
Who are you calling a Fro-mo?
It's Ben and Jerry's.
So we should tell everybody about... the lump of moon pie.
Moon pie, I thought was dying.
I come home from my trip to Detroit. I had
so
chosen
been gone all weekend. I've been dog sitting.
Uh huh. And so I come home and she goes, "You might want to check Moon Pie. I think there's a he has a lump down by his testicles." And I'm like, "No, that's weird because he doesn't have any testicles."
Well, where is his balls would be?
Where they would be. Where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so...
So they actually physically cut the balls off?
Yeah.
I just thought they took out the insides that make the sperm, that make the babies.
I think they do, and eventually it just sort of...
Shrivels up
and goes away. Isn't that horrible?
Sucks. Uh-huh. Sorry,
I think that's why he barks at every car that goes by, is because he fell asleep, and then he woke up and his balls were gone. So every car that goes by, he's like, "Do you have my balls in there? Did you take my balls? I was asleep. I didn't see who took my balls." That's why he barks at everybody. "Do you have my balls in your pocket?"
Huh? He talks like a crazy black man.
Well, he's a crazy white dog that thinks he's black.
All right, carry on with the story, but then remind me about Moon Pie.
Okay, so you might want to go check me. You might want to go check that.
I was concerned. I was afraid that he had cancer.
Testicular cancer.
Mm-hmm.
With no testiculars.
I didn't know.
So he goes, feel it. So I start feeling around, and I don't really feel anything. And I go, "Where did you feel this?" And you're like, "Roll over, dog. Right here." And I go, "You mean where his penis comes out?"
Oops. It was not a tumor. It was a penis.
It was a penis. Sometimes when you scratch a male dog's belly, he kind of goes, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Even for me, to you.
Yeah, how you doing? Won't you rub my belly a little more?
He does love when I rub his belly.
I bet he does.
But so does Butterfly, and she's a chick.
Yeah, all dogs like to have their belly rubbed, but boy dogs just love it.
Do you like to have your belly rubbed?
Who doesn't?
Don't rub my belly.
You don't like to have your belly rubbed? Why?
That's weird.
Here, let me rub it for you.
I don't want my belly rubbed. You can scratch my back.
Ice cream.
You scratched my back the other night and put me to sleep. It was awesome.
Dog is walking on the bed. If you hear any crunching in the podcast, because the iPad is sitting on the bed, the dog is walking on the sheets. It picks up the sheets. It's kind of, this is different doing it in bed.
But it's comfy.
Yeah? Does it feel like you're as focused or?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Are we good?
I did propose an idea to Ashley, my friend.
From your other podcast, Two Girls?
And a Bottle of Wine.
Yeah, that one.
So, she has an American Eskimo.
Uh-huh. Does she check his balls?
It's a she.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So, no. Her name is Sugar. And every time Ashley has to go out of town, she has to board her, and it's very expensive. So, do you think, how would Moon Pie react to a new American Eskimo?
I think it'd be fine, because, you know, my sister.
Angel comes over.
Yeah, my sister's Esky comes over, Angel, and they get along fine. But they've grown up together. You know, they've actually, they're the same age, everything. So, but I think they would be fine as long as they sniffed each other and, you know.
I think how would Butterfly react?
I don't know. Probably the same way it does with the cat.
Let her know who's boss.
Did you let the cat out of the bag while I was gone?
A couple times, but Butterfly chased her right back down. They really like to stalk the front door waiting for you to come home.
They love me.
When you're gone for a week, it's a little different. After about day three,
they give up.
But like when you just go for your weekends, it's like if I don't know where they are, they're by the front door. And the basement door is right by the front door, so anytime Pooh Bear tried to like come out,
there was a dog there.
And so I thought, oh, I'll just leave the door open, but then as we've learned, dogs like to eat cat poo. And
I know. Isn't that the grossest thing ever?
Ever.
Why do they like that? Is it like a truffle or something to them?
I think it's a dominance thing.
I think it's like Ben and Jerry's. It's got a crunch to it.
Really?
I just heard the spoon hit the bottom of that.
Through your headphones?
Uh-huh.
I love their Froyo. It's a little bit better for you than the regular ice cream. And the half-baked has chocolate and vanilla low-fat frozen yogurts, fudge brownies, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Are you doing a commercial for Ben and Jerry's on our iCast podcast recorder dealy thingy here?
Is that bad?
No.
I love Ben and Jerry's.
You bought me some, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any. I'm feeling fat after that California Pizza Kitchen.
I bought you some last week. It still isn't open. Americone Dream.
Well, see, I have a self-control, and I try it.
No, you don't.
I don't have any self-control.
Are you calling me fat?
Did you hear those words at all? Did anybody hear those words at all? Do you see what men
have to... I have self-control.
Do you see what men go through?
Do you see what women go through?
What? Misinterpreting everything?
What'd you get me?
Christmas presents.
You didn't get me a gift? For making me dog sit all weekend? Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
Do you remember? It's funny. Every time you're gone and you come home, I feel like I'm doing show and tell. For like the first.
And then I got this. And look over here. And here, and so I got some new. I got some butter. Look, I got new butter. And
okay, I do that.
And look, I got...
I just want you to know what is in our house. So if you need butter, you look in the fridge and it's not the same butter you're used to, you'll be like, oh, we don't have any butter.
Well, I got you clotted cream. We went to World Market because it's Christmas time, and we make our annual trip to
World Market
to buy everything British because they do Christmas right in England. They make you feel like it's very Charles Dickens. With scones and clotted cream.
There aren't a lot of thin people in England, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't recall seeing that in pictures.
Yeah. And so I got you clotted cream. You hitting my belly?
I am. I'm listening about your clotted cream.
Am I fat?
No, you're not fat.
Then why don't you rub my belly like Buddha?
I poked your belly.
Pillsbury Doughboy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, my.
So anyway, we go to World Market and we got clotted cream. And she won't eat it because she doesn't like the word clotted. What is wrong? Did you taste it? I put it on the stuff for you.
It was good.
But why didn't you eat any while I was gone?
I don't need a lot of butter.
Then why'd you show me butter when I got home from the trip?
I didn't show you butter. Dear Lord, I showed you cheese and seafood.
That's right. I got four fake crab legs to a packet in Walmart for only 99 cents.
Dollar.
$1. That's right. I missed it by a penny. And
you don't get any. I'm not letting you eat any.
Oh, wow. You meant crab.
I'm cute. Someone says I'm cute.
So anyway, we got the clotted cream and we bought spotted dick.
I'm not eating that.
Why don't you like spotted dick? You know it's just pudding. It's like raisins in a pudding. Hello?
I know, but I told you I'm not going to eat it. It's gross. But just the name. Why would they do that?
Because British name stuff like that, so hold on.
Americans won't eat it.
What is that?
It's someone's Christmas tree. Didn't light up completely when they put it.
It's just
it
the bottom half.
That does suck.
That does suck. But the British like give stuff bad names so other invaders won't eat their food. When people invade their country, they go, "What do you have to eat?" They go, "Eat my spotted dick." And they're like,
"No, ooh, thanks. Ooh. We'll go back to our country and leave you alone.
Eat my clotted cream.
Ew. Ew.
How about some blood sausage?" Ew. And then
We have Hamburger Helper.
That's right. I wonder if they go to their world market
and get Hamburger Helper. I don't know. You should ask your English friends. Don't you have some?
They're on here.
On where?
They're listening to this.
Hi, English friends. Do you guys eat Hamburger Helper? And do you like the stroganoff kind the best? Because that's my favorite. I also like the cheeseburger and bacon one, too. Let me know.
You know what you call a cow masturbating?
What?
Beef stroganoff.
S-M-H. S-M-H.
Shaking my head. O-M-G. S-M-H.
This is a new phrase that he's created.
Oh, my God. Shaking my head.
It's an acronym, right?
Is that what that is?
S-M-H. That's an acronym, right?
Uh-huh. For like...
Like O-M-G like and...
F-M-L.
I don't like that one. That was the worst.
You don't like F-M-L?
No. It seems like you want to commit suicide.
There's a whole app called FML.
I know.
Where people text in their horror stories. And you could have had one like...
The dog has cancer. No, he just has a boner.
FML. Right. the boyfriend just made me put clotted cream in my mouth. FML.
Ew. Gross.
Is that bad?
Yes.
What would you say is your favorite junk food, or, you know, when it comes to the worst thing you eat, huh?
The cheese in a can.
Cheese whiz?
Yeah, the cheddar and bacon is my favorite. Mm. I could eat that in a whole setting. Or, give me some Queen Anne's chocolate-covered cherries. I'll knock them out in a day.
You did?
I know.
How many of those did you eat at one time?
A whole little box, not a big box, a little box.
A box of 12.
Yes.
You know how much...
I know!
I'm not even going to say anything.
He just called butterfly. Me fat again.
I did not. I just was saying, do you know how much... I was going to say, how many sugar is in that. That's what I was going to say.
I have a sugar problem right now.
You do?
Like, sugar is like a drug. And your body, like, there's something in your body that craves it if you eat it. And
it triggers something.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading on the airplane about...
I need to be detoxed.
Huh?
I need to be detoxed.
I think I do, too. Because I was reading on the airplane about caffeine. It was an article about hangovers, and it was what it said, one of the things that you could do for hangovers, caffeine, lots of caffeine. But caffeine dehydrates you, then right. actually makes you feel like you have a headache, so it's mm-hmm. a weird combo. And then the articles talk about people that drink so much coffee that they have horrible headaches because of caffeine withdrawals.
Which you get every day.
And I get headaches almost every day. And then is it because I'm, now I got to worry about, is it because I'm caffeine or is it because I'm dehydrated because of the caffeine?
You never drink water.
But I've been trying to drink more water. But I do think it could be both. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe if I drink more water, and then I might flush out all the toxins.
Do you find that you urinate more with the water we drink?
Urinate? Are you a dictionary?
Well, no. Like, when I drink plain water, which I hate, uh-huh. if I were to drink as much as I do of the carbonated water, I feel like I go to the bathroom more. Is this a weird topic to be discussing on our wrinkled sheets? But now that we drink this sugar-free, sodium-free, carbonated water...
I'm reaching for it right now.
Yeah, we drink this carbonated water from Sam's... It's from Walmart.
Clear, American. I like the pineapple coconut, and you like...
But is it... Listen. Is it as good for us? It's carbonated flavored water, but there's no sugar, nothing... There's nothing in it. I don't know how it's flavored. I probably don't want to know. Because there's no sugar, there's no sodium, there's no caffeine... See, I had a Diet Coke problem where I was drinking about 10 Diet Cokes a day.
Uh-huh.
And so this has helped me get back down to 1, 2, maybe, on bad days. I'm butterfly.
I can hear the dog scratching on the bed trying to get ready to lay down on the sheet. On our wrinkled sheets.
She was so cute while you were gone. She was trying to get under all the pillows.
Oh, look at that. She needs to be groomed so bad.
I know.
How often are you supposed to groom a toy poodle? I mean, I wonder like what the real...
Every 8 weeks like you would a human.
Yeah? Like when their roots start to grow out?
That would be my thought.
But do you like her better as a ragamuffin like this, or do you like her when she looks like a tiny poodle?
I like them both. They're like two different dogs.
Uh-huh.
With the same bark.
Uh-huh. But do you think this one fits her personality more?
Totally.
Yeah.
She's a little dog, but has the big dog personality.
Like, mm-hmm. And then when you cut it all down, and she's got the little poofy head and round poodle feet and the poofy tail, she looks like, you guys just fucked up my hair. You know what I mean? That's what she even gets that attitude. Like, she
but
doesn't
she
seem
looks
as...
adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could take her on parade.
Mm-hmm. But I feel better as a guy carrying around this dog than when she has the poodle cut.
And you're like, girlfriend's dog, girlfriend's
dog. Girlfriend's dog. Yeah. Guys aren't supposed to have dogs like this.
Because every time someone before me.
I know. But guys, people always go, oh, is that your girlfriend? They do that. Is that your girlfriend's dog? Yes. I can't say I bought a toy poodle from the mall. Because you're not supposed to buy mall dogs anyway. Which is stupid.
It's because of the puppy mills.
I know, but...
The puppy mills are bad.
And puppy mills are horrible, but once a dog is born, it already needs a home.
Yeah, but to promote them, like if everyone boycotted them and didn't buy anything, they would close. And a lot of the dogs that they produce are not healthy dogs. Like they do not live normal, long lives.
This is a very healthy dog. It has been checked out by one of the best vets in the world.
She needs to have some dental work done, doesn't she?
Yeah, Dr.
That's
Kevin.
Bad for the heart.
Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald from Animal Planet, emergency vet. Looked at her teeth and said she's got a little puppy tooth that didn't come out.
Are you doing a commercial?
Yeah.
For Animal Planet?
I'm doing one for Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald at Alameda East, located at...
Wow. So it's cold here.
Are you cold?
Not currently.
Oh, because it snowed while I was in Detroit, and it was 19 when I landed at the airport.
And it's 2 now.
2.
2.
But it so feels like...
Negative 10.
I don't know why they do that.
So I put the dog out
mm-hmm.
to go to the bathroom.
And it froze to the dick.
No. But when she came in, have you seen her do this where she's like limping as though...
Her feet are frozen? You're talking about the little one or Moon Pie?
The little one.
The little one does do that. Like, it holds his feet up like, ah.
Oh. I had to go get gasoline this evening, and that was horrible.
Maybe we should teach Butterfly how to use a cat box in the wintertime.
Or teach her how to pump my gas.
She's 3.5 pounds and 6 inches tall. How is she supposed to reach your gas tank? God!
I don't know how to train a cat or a dog to use the cat box. Because she'll just eat out of it.
Mmm, truffles! I did see in the news, that you see this where they're teaching dogs to drive cars?
That's stupid.
Did you see that, though?
No.
Can you hear the dog scratching? She's trying to get under the sheets. What do they call those dogs? Like the seeing eye dogs? What's the real name they use for them? Like helper dogs or whatever?
Yeah, the assistant dogs. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're teaching them how to drive cars.
How safe is that?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I should have read the article. Then I'd know what the fuck I was talking about here. But I just saw the picture of a dog at the steering wheel.
And you didn't say, huh, I should check this out.
Well, I did. I said, huh, I probably ought to check that out before I bring it up on the podcast. But
this is your secondary podcast. I bet you'll do your research before you hit the Remasculate Studio.
I probably will have this, yeah. Or you could do it while you're Googling on there on the phone right now. But you're just reading stuff you don't even want to care about.
You called me fat. I'm trying to find out how to get skinny.
Oh. I didn't call you fat. There's proof. Go back to 9 minutes and something on the podcast and you'll see.
You know what you did? What? Tweet the other day that kind of made me really upset.
Oh, great. What?
We didn't watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show, but you called all the Victoria's Secret models fat.
Yeah.
And I know they're not. They, like, don't eat for, like, the whole month before the show.
They look chunky. Didn't you think so?
We didn't watch, so I don't know where the heck you're pulling your research from. But
out of my ass. If you know that I didn't watch the show.
But to even say something like that, you...
I say stuff like that on Twitter to cause people grief and cause controversy.
I don't know.
Did you see where Jenny Johnson got Chris Brown to dump his Twitter account?
Isn't that old news?
Well, yeah, but we haven't talked about it on the podcast. I thought we might bring it up. Excuse me. We'll talk about something else. But no, I just thought it was...
Wow.
I thought it was interesting that somebody could attack a celebrity and win. You know?
Well, he's a DB, so he needs to...
DB? Yes. Is that douchebag?
Uh-huh.
I am SMH. That is shaking my head.
What I found?
What?
It's this app called My Fridge Food, and you put whatever you have in your fridge in it, and it tells you what you can make.
Oh. I have this thing called my mouth, and whatever's in the fridge, I put in it, and it tells me that I'm full. That's a weird app.
Are you high?
No, I'm drinking. It could be this water. We don't know what's in this water.
We don't.
This clear American water you're making me drink. The carbonated bubbles.
I don't make you drink it.
Carbonated bubbles could be making me high or something.
Oh. Kim Kardashian's kitten died.
Kim Kardashian's kitten. That just sounds dirty.
You know what? We watched...
What?
Her music video. The first 10 seconds.
She has one?
Okay, I didn't know she did. I guess her and Kanye have been discussing her want to become a music person.
Uh-huh.
So he has booked 2 months in his recording studio in Hawaii for her to record an album.
In Hawaii?
Yeah. And he's going to write bomb songs for her so she can just be awesome. Anyway, so we were talking about this, and then Ashley said that she thought that she had a music video. And she does. And you would probably be, like, all loving it because the first shot is, like, baby oil boobs, hers.
Yeah!
And the second one is her baby oil butt.
Yeah!
Yeah,
they must have used a wide-angle lens.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
She has a giant ass.
I know.
Why do guys like that?
I don't know. It's just like, why do guys like big boobs?
Duh!
Why is that?
Because that's the way we're raised. You're raised as men to like big boobs.
Not all men are like that.
No, some men are gay.
But you have an obsession with big boobs.
I don't have an obsession with big boobs.
Yes, you do.
No.
Titty Tuesday.
Are you going to bring that up again? Yes. Like every time we do a wrinkle sheet, you're going to bring up Titty Tuesday? Yes. Are you doing an ad for them now?
No, I don't have titties.
Neither does Keira Knightley.
Do you like her now? I think she looks like a boy.
I know. I was reading an article. Oh, great. I was reading an article.
Neither does Keira Knightley, and she looks like a boy. So, A plus B equals C. I must look like a boy to you.
No. No. What I'm saying is...
Wow.
What I'm saying is, I was reading the article on the airplane about Keira Knightley. And she's... Did you know she was 16? When she did Bend It Like Beckham?
I didn't watch that.
Did you know she was 18 when she did Pirates of the Caribbean?
I knew she was young.
I didn't know she was that young.
You're blocking my mic.
Oh. I didn't know she was that young.
Huh.
And so this article was talking about how she's done nudity in her movies.
Mm-hmm.
And how she, it doesn't really bother her. She won't show everything.
Like, she has limits?
Yeah. Like her... Pookie, she won't show, but she goes, I don't care about showing my boobs because I don't have any. That's what she said in the article.
She really doesn't, but still.
What? She's still a good actress. She was great in Love Actually.
You're obsessed with that movie.
I love Love
Why Actually. Do you love that movie so much?
Because it's really funny and it's really holiday, and I think I had been working in England a lot right before that movie came out. So it kind of like...
And that's why you like Hawaii Five-O, is because you've been to Hawaii and you could be like, oh...
And you're like that now.
Yes.
Now that you've been there, you're like, oh, there's...
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Hilton. Oh, there's...
I think they should do a show in Branson. Crickets.
No, well, it'd be like Jersey Shore kind of thing?
Yeah, like the Branson Underground or something.
We're from Branson.
There's a fun nightlife there, but people don't know about it because...
Because it's Branson.
Right.
What do they do for fun nightlife? Cow tipping?
No, they have a good a nighttime music scene, because you got to think...
Andy Williams is dead.
I know. So sad.
Is that what we're talking about? Night music?
No.
You said Branson's got this great nighttime music thing.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talented people there. It's like a miniature Nashville meets Vegas. Because you have all these talented people there, and they need extra money. Maybe they're not making enough money during the day, so they're singing at the local bars, and they're, you know, doing karaoke nights. And
you don't like karaoke.
I do.
You told me that in Hawaii. You said we couldn't go back to my favorite place, Shorebird, because they had karaoke.
It was horrible. You have to admit it was horrible. I have a low tolerance for noise.
But didn't you appreciate the entertainment value of horrible? Don't you
get
the...
If I could turn it down a little bit. It was really loud.
With a broken wing, she was...
I can't sing. Therefore, you'll never see me on a karaoke stage again.
Why do people always want to sing that song? That's one of those karaoke songs. Broken Wing and what's some of the other karaoke songs?
Shania Twain.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Reba Fancy is a big one.
Was Fancy one?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If you could do karaoke, which one would you do?
I can't sing.
I know, but that was the question. If you could do karaoke, which one would you sing?
If I had the ability to sing... Miranda Lambert.
Which one?
Famous in a Small Town.
How's it go?
I can't sing.
I know, but you could tell me how it goes.
No. Uh-oh. No.
Just the last part of it. Like, everybody that's famous...
In a small town.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of people and singing, the Pistol Annie's. The girl in Pistol Annie's sings the song with Train.
Yes.
What's her name?
Ashley Monroe.
Ashley Monroe. And did you see where our friend, Lizzie?
Okay. No.
The Twitter friend? She got up on, she sang that part with Train in New York.
Where? When?
I don't know. I just saw that she tweeted. She said, thank God somebody took this picture to that there was proof.
I know Lizzie's a huge Train fan. She tweets about Train like I tweet about Miranda and like you tweet about boobs.
I don't tweet anything about boobs. I will now if you're going to accuse me of it.
I'm just kidding.
So,
Please don't. You're going to be gone for a whole week. I don't want it. You'll be getting some sad texts. Just, baby, don't leave me just for
send
boobs.
Me, just send me boob pictures.
I don't have boobs.
God. Anyway, that's pretty good. Cool that somebody we know got up.
Yeah, small world.
Yeah. I want to ask her how she.
So she got up and sang.
Yeah, the picture's her with the guy from Train on stage singing.
Wait, I was confused. I thought you were saying that Ashley Monroe was there and got up on stage.
No.
So is she friends with Train?
I guess so.
You didn't ask?
No, I need to. I've been busy. Today was
doing what? Sitting at a mall?
I was on a plane today trying to get home so I could check the dog's balls for the non-existent dog balls for lumps.
What's Lizzie's last name?
She's going to hate me if she hears this because I can't think of it right now.
Oh, my. You're horrible.
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
I can't find her on Twitter.
Anyway, we know that she did it, and that's very cool, and we'll look it up, and maybe I'll post her name under the... I feel horrible. I can't think of it right now.
I'm sorry. I put you on the spot.
You did.
Evans?
Evans. Lizzie Evans. Yes. Yes.
But what's her Twitter name?
Oh, now you put me on the spot again. I'm a man. I can't remember anything. That's why I have you. You're my Rolodex with boobs.
I don't... There we go.
What? Did you find it?
No, but you... I'm not finding it. Well, that's really cool. Congratulations, Lizzie.
Yeah. We'll look it up after the podcast, and we'll show it to her, the picture that you did. It's very cool. Congratulations.
So do you think this whole doing the Wrinkled Sheets podcast in the bed, do you think it works?
I don't know. I can't tell.
What do you mean? You've got the headphones on. You can hear us.
I know, but I hear everything.
What do you mean?
I mean, I heard the dog walking around. I hear...
So that's what's going to pick up on there. So
some of it. I heard this bottle open.
So, and pardon us if the sound is horrible. Yeah. We won't do it again.
Yeah, let us know when you listen to this. If the sound is horrible, we won't do this in the bed on the iPad again. We'll actually go down to the studio basement and do it.
Yes. But we are going to publish this either way,
yes,
right?
We are.
Good.
Yeah. Even though you've embarrassed me with Lizzie and our friends here.
That is her on stage.
See? I told you. I found it.
Very cool. I'm going to like that, Lizzie.
Isn't that cool?
That is.
You should write her and ask her how she got on stage.
I will.
Beat me to it. Is there anything there about it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we are at 30 minutes. We did.
30 minutes?
Yeah. We shot by.
It did. It's bedtime now.
It's bedtime. I know it is because you're already in your pajamas and it's past 8 o'clock. I heard that heavy sigh in the headphones.
Well, I'm glad you heard it, because maybe you should...
That's all you're going to hear tonight. That's the only sound. You'll be hearing any oh.
Maybe you should FML. Walk around.
Huh?
Maybe you should walk around like that. You seem to hear more when you have that sound.
Huh?
What'd you say?
What?
What'd she say?
Can you turn that up? I can't hear the TV. God. I didn't think you'd make fun of me on our own podcast.
I'm just kidding. Would you rather me make fun of you on my podcast?
No. At least I'm here to defend myself.
Oh, stop.
SMH. Huh?
You make fun of me all the time on your little remasculate thing.
Oh, the little remasculate thing? The one on tradiov.com that people spend thousands of hours listening to? That little...
Thousands. Uh-huh. Yeah, you make fun of me all the time on there.
Well, that's my job.
Why?
I'm an entertainer, and I have to talk and write about what I know. And you know what I know?
That Moon Pie has an erection sometimes. And my girlfriend thought it was a tumor.
He has a lump.
I was really concerned.
Where his balls used to be. That's always bad. Dr. Kevin told me one time about people that bring in their dogs.
Uh-huh.
And like one was all, his guts are falling out. His guts are falling out.
What was it?
His penis. You know, their penis actually comes out when it's ready.
Oh.
You've never seen
it? I've seen a cat penis do it. Have you ever seen a cat penis?
Yeah, it looks like lipstick.
It looks like a cone. Remember those little incense cones?
Yeah.
It's like a red one of those. Coming out.
Oh, it looked like an incense cone?
Yeah. It's
just... Did you try to light it?
No.
I would have.
I know, you don't like cats.
No, I like Pooh Bear.
She likes you too.
I know.
I bet she hears your voice and is freaking out right now.
Well, should we bring her up to the bed?
You go for it.
I will. I'll bring her up.
No, the dogs will eat her litter. Okay, bring her up.
Okay. All right, well, we'll wrap this up.
Okay, it's bedtime.
It's bedtime. Did you have fun?
I did.
Do you feel bad that you talked about the lump in the dog's penis?
No.
Okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
I feel dumb, but no, it's whatever.
Eva? Wow. Well, nice, Beyonce.
She has boobs.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't noticed. I did see that Wendy Williams, that talk show host, said Beyonce doesn't talk well. Did you see that?
What do you mean?
Speaks like a high school kid or doesn't have a vocabulary.
Oh.
Did you see that article?
Mm-mm. You read a lot.
I do read a lot.
I work a lot. You're going to Vegas to quote-unquote work?
I am going to work. I'll be headlining December 10th through the 16th. I will be headlining the Tropicana Casino, the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana. And it is National Rodeo Finals. So if you're out there for the rodeo.
It's National Finals Rodeo.
National Finals Rodeo. You've
got to work on that.
I don't.
There will be lots of drunk cowboys and cowgirls out there making questionable.
Bareback riding.
Yeah. You keep your bareback.
Unridden?
Pocketed. Yeah. No riding.
All right, we gotta go. If you enjoyed it, leave a review. You know, we're on iTunes, so you can definitely go and put a little thing there that says, "Hey, love the show. Give us 5 stars," and it helps move us along and helps other people find us, because that's what we need is more people to find us.
And if you didn't like it, you can email Steve at steve.mcgrew@what? What's your email address now?
Which one?
Mudflatmcgrew@gmail.com.
That's it.
Mudflatmcgrew@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. And if you don't like it, you can write Janet at pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
Yeah, it'll probably go to my spam folder, though.
It will?
Yeah.
Do you ever check your spam folder?
From time to time.
Yeah, I do, too. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, 200 of them. I should check this more often. But oh, that's where that went. Do you do a lot in your spam filter? You go, oh,
that. Yeah, that happens to me at work a lot.
When you ask for, you ever like ask for a password reset or a password hint?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, it didn't come, so I do it again. It didn't come, so I do it again.
There's
10 passwords in my spam filter. All right, well, keep your spam filter clean, and we'll talk to you soon. It's us on Wrinkled Sheets.
Bye.
See ya.